This is Akashvani, the news shared by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Gujarat from today. He will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of various infrastructural and development projects worth over 280 crore rupees in Ekta Nagar this evening. These projects aim to enhance the tourist experience, improve accessibility, and support sustainability initiatives in the area. Mr. Modi will also address the officer trainees of the 99th Common Foundation course in Aarambh 6.0. The theme for this year's program is Roadmap for Atmanirbhar and Viksit Bharat. The 99th Common Foundation course, Aarambh 6.0, includes 653 officer trainees from 16 civil services of India and 3 civil services of Bhutan. On the occasion of Dhanvantari Jayanti and the 9th Ayurveda Day, Prime Minister Sri Narendra Modi launched, inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple health sector projects worth around Rs 12,850 crore at the All India Institute of Ayurveda, New Delhi yesterday. These projects include launch of expanded Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana and UWIN portal. PM Modi introduced the UWIN portal, a platform aimed at strengthening immunization services nationwide. This portal includes digital innovations such as a dedicated platform for allied healthcare professionals, drone-enabled health outreach from premier medical institutions, and climate change and health action plans designed to tackle the health challenges posed by environmental changes. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has launched the expansion of health coverage to all senior citizens aged 70 years and above in New Delhi yesterday as a major addition to the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana. This will help provide health coverage to all senior citizens regardless of their income. Mr. Modi underlined that to overcome the despair of the poor, his government introduced the Ayushman Bharat Yojana, where the government would bear the cost of hospitalization of the poor up to 5 lakh rupees. The Prime Minister expressed satisfaction that about 4 crore poor people in the country have benefited from the Ayushman Yojana by getting treated without having to pay a single rupee. Minister of Commerce and Industry Shri Piyush Goyal is on a key visit to Saudi Arabia this week, marking another significant step in the deepening partnership between India and Saudi Arabia. The minister arrived in Riyadh yesterday evening with a schedule of high-profile meetings and engagements set for today. Today, the minister's day will kick off with a series of high-profile meetings with various business heads in Riyadh. Oil marketing companies have announced increase in dealer commission payable to petrol pump dealers and the decision to undertake intrastate freight rationalization to benefit consumers located at remote locations far from petrol and diesel depots of OMCs. This will result in a decrease in petrol and diesel prices in several parts of the country. Union Petroleum Minister Hardeep Singh Puri has welcomed the announcement by OMCs to increase the dealer commission payable to petrol pump dealers and the decision to undertake intrastate freight rationalization to benefit consumers located at remote locations far from petrol and diesel depots of OMCs, which will result in a decrease in petrol and diesel prices in several parts of the country. Major hospitals in the national capital, Delhi, have made several arrangements to attend to injured patients during Diwali. At Ram Manohar Lohia Hospital, an emergency ward has been prepared for the treatment of fire accident patients. Meanwhile, special preparations have been made at the All India Institute of Medical Sciences and Safdarjung Hospital to provide timely treatment to patients. Special teams of doctors have also been deployed in these hospitals. The US has said that it is closely following the developments related to the India-China LAC agreement and also welcomes any reduction in tensions along the border. In women's cricket, India clinched 3-match series 2-1 against New Zealand as the hosts defeated the Kiwis by 6 wickets in the final match yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.